Now on Mitchell's Front Page, Caitlin with Arts and Entertainment.
Good morning, Caitlin. How are you?
Good. How are you? How was your trip? Good.
It was fantastic. I had a great time.
Are you sad to be back?
A little bit. I reckon I could have gone another couple of weeks out there just taking it all in.
Roaming around. You could have.
That's right. But anyway, we're back into it now, so no point complaining. I'm actually enjoying it. We've had a good couple of shows. And no guest gets away without nominating their pick for the Melbourne Cup, even though last year I remember you dismissed it. But tell
did
us.
Did I? I can't even remember.
I'm the last year you said, no, don't do it. But pick one of the 24. Is there any name
that
jumps out
you know
to you?
What? Yeah, I had to be like, because my dad was like, I'll put on a $10 bet for you, pick one. And yep. I didn't even know who was playing. This is the first time I've actually seen
the sweep.
The sweep. Let me have a look. Oh, I like the name Snow Sky.
That sounds I like the
oh, my
name
God, betting
Snow.
$41. What about Preferment?
Yes.
I feel like I've always gone for that.
All right.
Has it been in the game for a while?
I don't know. This is what happens. One day a year, we all get really excited about the Melbourne Cup day.
I know. And I think because we're originally from Melbourne, aren't we? Are you originally from Melbourne?
No, Geelong, actually. But that's
oh, okay. Well, I am. So there's always like a bigger thing. And it's weird. Geelong's not that
no
big on it. So I'm like...
That's true.
It is a bit weird. But yeah, I think that or... Let's have a look. Oh, Prince of Penzance. That's been in there for a while.
I think that was Sarah Henderson's pick just before.
So. Well, betting $71.
Yeah. Sometimes you've got to go to the longer ones, though, don't you? Because that's where the real value is. There's no point spending money on the favourite and making back $1.10.
Yes, right. Well, I think the prettiest one is either Snow Sky or Gust of Wind. So
right.
They're my two picks.
Snow Sky or Gust of... As I was saying this morning, if we can... get enough guests to cover all 24, one of them is bound to be right.
Exactly, that's how it goes. You should put on a $10 bet on all of them. I'm sure you'll
right.
win on one.
Yeah, that's right, even though you'll probably lose overall.
Yeah.
But now, looking at, what texts have you decided to bring in today? Because I've actually got a bit of a film review to do.
I know you do. Yes. So when you told me that you wanted to do a film, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to talk about American Horror Story Hotel because I feel like I haven't spoken about it yet. And it's about 5 episodes in.
Yep.
And it was quite controversial when it first aired a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
So, I don't know, have you heard of American Horror Story?
No.
So, for those who haven't heard, it's an FX series. So, I think really only for those who have Foxtel or Austar or some type of cable network. But you can get it on DVD now. So, they're into their fifth season. And basically, each season is themed around something different. So, same actors, but different characters, different storyline each season. So it's quite original in that sense. So they've had a few seasons. First one I really liked, which was Murder House. Second season was Asylum, so on. And this season is Hotel.
Yep.
And they've definitely upped the ante. And I don't know if it's for the best or not. I'm still trying to figure it out. It's all very dark. And I just feel like it just makes me wonder, like, where do we have to keep going? Like, which levels do we have to go to in order to still create that shock factor, in order to still create that discomfort whilst watching? Because, you know, I think these days people are very desensitized. But this one, I think, really shocked people. And it just makes me wonder, like, where is the limit? And, like, in terms of, you know, trying to create that. I won't describe the scene that shocked everybody because I think if you're interested, you can just Google it.
Is it appropriate for radio at
10:54
in the morning?
Probably not. Very much not. But it was very graphic, very serious, very disturbing.
Mm.
And, you know, the whole kind of series so far, I mean, the way that they unravel it, so they just start off with so many different characters. And, I mean, the latest episode was quite interesting because, so this hotel is kind of this really dark 1920s, like, decadent.
Very good scene for a horror thing. Yep.
Don't you think?
Yes.
And it's so dark and, like, you know, everything's so garish and all the architecture of this hotel is so full on.
That just adds to the drama.
Absolutely.
And
it's like a whole different character on its own. And especially the way that it was built, it was meant to be built with like different like passages and things like that. And basically in the latest episode, they had a dinner and it was like all these ghosts of like serial killers, like prominent serial killers in America. So,
really?
Yeah, like who's that? Jeremy, the person that ate the other person, the cannibal.
I don't know, actually.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even think. Jermaine? No, something like that. Jeremy Dahmer.
Okay, yep.
And the Zodiac Killer. And, you know, and it's like basically just kind of looking at all these sick murderers, but in a way that's like supernatural. It's very bizarre, but I don't know. It kind of draws you in. And I just, yeah, I don't know what I'm just wondering, like, where it's going to go from here and, like, where can we stop in terms of shock value.
Yeah, I remember studying the film Alien. Do you remember that film? And that was one of the themes that back when it came out, that was pretty much at the edge of what people could cope with. And it did have a massive
impact. And don't you think
theaters.
That's so, like, juvenile now?
Now it's so tame.
It.
Exactly
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So I think there is this constant desensitization. And I think that the envelope does get pushed. And I think that line that you mentioned just keeps getting further and further as the years go by.
Exactly. And, I mean, Ryan Murphy and Brad Falchuk are the creators of the show, and they actually created Glee.
Well, there you
which
go.
Is so fun, like it's so different, like so vast, and you know, there's a real like kind of line of addiction throughout it as well, and you don't know who's what's real, what's not. You're always questioning kind of the main character.
Yep.
And it weaves in and out of all these different characters' lives, and it's just so like it really just kind of looks at the dark side of human nature. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a mother or a cop or something like that, and just how, like, dark there are, the darker elements that we have, especially when it comes to addiction and things like that. And so, yeah, and definitely I want to, like, get people to watch it because I want to talk about it more.
Okay. And what sort of audience, as you know, we have a very diverse audience because you've spoken to some of them over the phone. What sort of people in our audience do you think would like it?
Definitely those who like a little bit of risk.
Risk. Okay.
I can't put it down to an age group. I don't think that people who are maybe over 50 who aren't used to watching...
Haven't been desensitized.
Well, you know, and not only that, don't appreciate that pushing of boundaries.
Yep.
Because... Yeah, I don't think that would suit, and I think that they would be quite scandalised by it and turn it off straight away. I think more for a younger audience who can objectively watch something.
Score out of 10?
I'm going to say 7.5.
7.5. Okay, excellent.
Because I've liked their other series more.
Yeah. We've got 90 seconds left, and I would like to talk about the film
Last
time.
Have
you heard of the film Everest?
I have. How'd it go?
Fantastic. Great film. Everyone should go and see it, I think, because it really
It's a beautiful cinematography.
It is. But then sort of has that contrast between the beautiful scenes of Everest and just how quickly it can kill you, which is... it puts you
Mother
on the edge
nature.
Of exactly. And all those themes. And it really goes to the commercialization of Everest back in 1996 and all these people trying to reach the summit and disaster, and we think that we've conquered Mother Nature, but we haven't, and so many great themes there.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch it. Matt Damon's in it, isn't he? Is it Matt Damon?
I think so.
Oh.
I know the people. I don't even care about the people. I just watch it for the film, to be honest.
Okay.
I think it was really, really good. And it had the good balances there between the triumph. In the film, they do reach the summit.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, the tragedy that follows.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought that was absolutely amazing. I'd definitely recommend going to see
it. I'll have to go watch it later.
Because
you know.
I thought that climbing Everest was pretty much commonplace now. Anyone could do it. But no, this film puts that into question in the whole death zone. So go and watch it. But anyway, we've run out of time. Thanks for coming in, Caitlin.
Thank you.
We will see you next Tuesday. Coming up next is Roads to Recovery with Greg McHenry. He's warming up next door, so it's going to be a fantastic program today. We're looking forward to that. So that's coming up after the news. I'm back next Monday from 9 a.m. on The Pulse.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.